Today's daf from Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Chof Vov. And we'd already gotten up to Omar Ravashi, smack bang in the middle of the daf. And just to remind you, we're talking about the question of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to why it is that if you have monies that are stumim, that the halacha is that even though l'chora, the dmei chatas is mixed up in that money, because the money was set aside for his karbonot nezirut, nonetheless the halacha is yiplula nedava. So Rabbi Yochanan said there should be noifal nedava as a halacha l'mashe misinai. Reish Lakish learned it from the diak in the pasuk, in which l'chol nidrehem, l'chol nidvotam, was clearly a reference to a special case where there was not part of the normal chataot or korbanos that we had before in Vayikra. The Torah is adding a devarim and nu halacha, which is that where you have nedarim that are mechayev korbanos, and what would that be? The neder of a nazir, which is mechayev shalosh korbanos, so that then in the case that the person dies and you have what is left as a meisar, so the halacha is that that would go, even though it includes chatas in it, and normally chataot ametot, or the money of chataot ametot, aser, everything else that they're mixed up in. However, in this case, the halacha is that the halacha l'mash misina, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, the halacha in the pasuk is that the chol nidrehem should be brought the chol nidvaisam. And the chol nidvaisam we understand to mean kayetzam is beach, which are nidvei tzibur. Fine. That's where we had gotten up to. Now, we did not really define precisely what we mean by mefurashim, ma'ot mefurashim, and what we mean by ma'ot setumim. And Rav Ashi wants to discuss a couple of variations on that and see what the differences would be. So, Omer Rav Ashi, now remember that we had spoken about the difference, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we had spoken about yesterday, the difference between Vahamos Chatas or Mu'urav Beinehem. And the Rabbeinu Tam said that the Mu'urav Beinehem, the question would only have been raised that they're Mu'urav Beinehem if the person would have said, Elu le Karbonot Neziruti. Masha'inkein, if he just said, Elu le Neziruti, so there we said Beferish earlier, that since if the person wanted to, he could have used all of that money for a shlomim, and then you could have just, because that means basically this is towards my chiyuvim for my nazirah. So towards my chiyuvim. If I wanted to, I could use it all for a shlomim and then buy you separate money for the other. So because of that, we said in that case, it said beferish, there's no problem. And the Rabbeinu Tam explains that that's the difference when we flipped to the case where we were asking, but what about the fact that vaha, mois, chatas are there? That's talking about where he did not just say la neziruti, but he spoke about the korbanot neziruti. Here we're talking about even after we have the halacha l'mashe misinai. So after we have the halacha l'mashe misinai that defines for us a difference between mos tumim and mos, that we have the dmei chatas mu'urav behem, which are nonetheless called setumim. But if they were mamish before Hashim, then the halacha l'mashe misinai doesn't apply. So remember, we're talking about three different levels here. We're talking about where the person, bichlal, only spoke about giving money towards the whatever's going to come out of his naziras. And then we spoke about the difference between well-defined funds for the naziras on the other extreme. And in the middle, we have the concept of ma'ot stumim, where we have halacha l'mashe misinai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which we'll discuss today, only from that angle. And then tomorrow we'll discuss it in terms of, we'll see, because we have a complex sugya coming up, but we'll have to discuss it, Aliba de Reish Lakish, and how he would view it. But let's take it kepshuta right now, that we'll talk Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, even though the Tosfos explains how it would work out, perhaps even according to Reish Lakish. The simple meaning is that we're talking about the diak in halacha l'mashe misinai, which says the ma'ot situmim, that the halacha is that it is all neifel and nedava, and if it's ma'ot mefurashim, so then we've got a problem, because it's mefurash, then we have to make chatas that indeed is going to be asering utilizing the funds, because it's chatot ametot if the owner died. So we have to keep that in mind, because otherwise it's very confusing. So remember, the sugya started with ihavi boilamik v'pshlomim from the whole thing he could have. Then it goes on to discuss, but is there not mos chatos mu'urav? And then we end up with halacha l'mishinai that's mechalik, that even if we have mos chatos that are mu'urav, and then the Gemara asked, but where do you get the idea that there's a difference between stumim and mefurashim? And we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a problem, because whatever the halacha l'mishinai was, that's what it was. And it obviously made that distinction between stumim and mefurashim. So taking that approach, so that means that we basically have these different dargas, where money was set aside towards, there's not even any mos of achatas that are mu'urav b'neim. When money was set aside for the karbonas, there is mechatas mu'urav b'neim, but we have a local measure. We see that said nonetheless, when it comes to naziris, and remember that we added yesterday, not only naziris, but also in the case of a mitzera, who was an oni and became an usher, that he would be able to utilize those funds towards his actual korban behemah that he would have to bring, and that they're not considered to be the equivalent of mefurash. So that what Rabbi Yochanan meant, we ended up saying, was not only nazir, it's only halacha but nazir, but it's halacha in every case like this where we have chatas ha'of and ala sa'of and a mixture of chatas va'ela that comes from one chiyev, as opposed to a case where the person has an actual chiyev of a chatas and he just stam made a neder to bring an ala. That's, of course, not included in halakha l'mishmi Sinai. Obviously, there one has nothing to do with the other, but in a case where they do have one have to do with the other, so then the halakha l'mishmi Sinai said, if you had already defined the money and you said part of it is for my chatas, and we don't know how much of a definition that is, doesn't mean like you made a pile of money and you said, okay, this part of the money is for the chatas, this part of the money is for the oil, and this part of the money is for the shlomim, or is it called mefurash even if it's less than that? That's what we're going to look at now. So, Omer Rav Hashi, when you use the word mefurashim yesterday, that mefurashim are not included in the halacha l'mishmi Sinai, you should know that that does not mean, lotema, don't think that that means that he actually had to separate out, or even where he mentioned elu l'chatati, elu l'olati, elu l'shlomi, and that therefore each one of them is actually well-defined separately. No. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about even if the guy simply said, see this pile of money? This is for my chatas, my eila, my shlomim. That's already called mefurash. Because the only time we had that halakha l'mishmi Sinai was where there was no mention of any specific korban chatas. Therefore, we said, okay, even though we know that this money is miyuchet for the korbanot nazir, and the korbanot nazir include a chatas, but nonetheless, we have a local mashmi Sinai, give the whole thing to a nidvas tzibur, which is kayetz l'bizbeach. Now, some take this even further. The ikari amri, some say, Rav Ashi even took it a step further. And Rav Ashi said, do not think that until the guy actually says, Eilu l'chatasila olatilu shlami, which was the furthest thing that he had said in the first version. And don't think that that is the first stage of where we call it a ma'ot mefurashim. No. Even if the guy would simply have said, all of this money is coming from my chova. Uh-oh. So you'd think, okay, all of this money is coming from my chova is the same thing as saying, all of this money is coming from my korban. No. Because the korban that is most identified with the chiyav chova is a chatas chova. Because the other korbanos are brought also benedava. So therefore, the chatas, which you could never have brought yourself, that is called just a chatas. That is called the chova. The others I wouldn't refer to as a chova. So the very fact that you mentioned the word chova in this version, Rav Ashi holds, is bad enough. And that is already considered to be a rehen ki mefurashim. That's the equivalent of mefurashim. Omar Rava. So Rava says, listen, you should know that in a case where you had ma'ot stumim, we said ma'ot stumim or yiplu l'nedava. Right. You've been looking at it from the point of view of the problematic aspect of having the Tamei Chatas in it, right? But it works in the other direction as well. This entire halakha is a brand new din that we're saying. I mean, normally if you would have had an ayla that was left over, so what would you have done with that ayla? You would have used that ayla for a carbon ayla that's personal. You wouldn't have used it for an ayla's kayetz hamizbeach, which is an ayla's tzibur. You've been able to use that ayla for whatever you wanted, right? Same thing would be true about the shlamim. You wouldn't take the dmei shlamim and put it into the shofar that says l'nedava that goes for its carbon tzibur. So now, that means that this halakha l'moshe m'Sinai is working in multiple directions. I mean, on the one hand, it's telling me, don't think that you're screwed because you had money of a chatas in it. No, in this case, you could give the whole thing to Nadav. But it's also telling you, don't think that you can use it for whatever you want to bring an ayla for your purposes. No, you cannot. And actually, in that case, you're going to have to bring it specifically for the ayla of the Kayat HaMizbeah. Now, says Rava, taking that into consideration, I want to point out to you a couple of interesting facts, which is that once the Dmei Chatas is separated out, so then you do not have a mixture. What do you mean you don't have a mixture? I have an oil and a shlami. Yeah, but an oil and a shlami mixture is not covered by this halakha l'moshe m'Sinai. The halakha l'moshe m'Sinai was a very special din that covered mixtures of a chatas with the other korbanas. Once the chatas is not in those other korbanas, so then it does not go to the nidvas tzibur. So therefore, says Rava, Omar Rava, Hodi Amoron, Ma'ot Situmim, Yiplula Nidava, if somehow the Dmei Chatat would have been separated out from them, so then the halacha would be that they would be the same as Ma'ot Mefurashim. So let's say he set aside some of this money, and he originally had this pile of money, and then he said, you know what? I'm taking out this money for my chatas. So then the money that's left over does not go to the Kayetz HaMizbeach, because the halakha l'moshe m'Sinai was only talking about cases where the money for a chatas was Ma'urav Behem. So therefore, if the chatas is not Ma'urav Behem, it's back to the normal way that it would go. So then we would use half of the money for an oila and half for the shlomim. Fine. The other money that he set aside for his korban chatas would be like any ma'os of chatot ha-metot. And any ma'ot of chatot ha-metot, yelchu damav liyam ha-melach. Correct? That's what the din would have been over here, says Rava. And actually, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi to Rava, there's a braita that makes it very clear that that's true, because the braita says, if a guy takes money, sets aside money for his chatas, and then he says, okay, this part of the money, that's for my chatas. See all the rest of that money over there? The rest of that money is for the rest of my korbanas, which means that it's for the oila and for the shlamim. So then the halacha is, demei chatat yochul yam ha-melach, v'hashar yavi chetzio le'ola v'chetzio le'shlamim. But not, notice it doesn't say to put it into the nidvais tzibur, doesn't say to use it specifically for kayetz ha-mizbeach. It is treated like your personal funds, and it goes to, we assume that you can use half and half. So half of it is for the oila, and half of it is for the shalomim. Obviously, you can't actually take out the money. What you do is you, what we said before, is that when you have a mixture like that, so you take the korban, or if you're taking out some of the money, then you have to be mechal the money onto something else and say the money which was miyuchet for my shlomim goes on this money, and then take that money and buy the shlomim, and so on. Or you can bring the animals that are roy for oila shlomim, and you say the money that was here for the oila is going on this. And that way you don't get into the need to identify which part of it is for the oila, which part of it is shlomim, and there would be no problem. So this clearly is saying that Rava must be right. And furthermore, the nafkamina would be that the Dmei Chatas Yechol Yam HaMelach, and not only that, but Hashar Yavichetzio L'Ola Vichetzio L'Shlomim, and you can only be Mo'el on that money if you did Me'ila on everything. You took all of that money and you used it. Why? Because only the Oila part is considered to be Kotche Hashem at this stage, remember. A shlomim is not considered to be kotche Hashem, which is a absolute necessity to be chayav on me'ila. The entire thing is introduced in terms of kodesh Hashem that you use for something else. So therefore, if you used all of it, so then you know that you were definitely were, or even rov. So then you would know that you were pogea in kodesh Hashem and you misused those funds. But if not, so then you would not be mail in only a part of the funds, because maybe that part was for the shlamim. So if once you use more than half of the money, as we already said, okay, so then once it's rov, ein achinam. Now, what about if you did it the other way around? Which isn't nogea rova's point directly, but it still has an interesting side impact of rova. And that is, if you took out the value of the korban oila, and you left the value of the chatas behind, so you said, elu la'olati, v'hashar l'shar nezirati. So then, again, the money that you took out of the oila, you bring it as an oila, not as an oila tzibor, not as a kayetz l'mizbeach, because it's, again, it's no longer covered by this special halacha. The special halacha was where the value of an oila is mixed with the chatas, then when it comes to those chiyuvim that are mechayev multiple korbanos, in that case, the chatas and everything else would be brought as an oilas tzibur. But in this case, where the money of the oila was already separated out, so then the money of the oila is used as a regular oila, like any other oila that you would leave over. And the remainder, however, is used for an adav of nidvas tzibur for kayetz hamizbeach, because as long as there's the mei chatas that is mixed up in any of the other korbanos, it doesn't have to be all of them together, so the halacha l'Moshe min Sinai covers that case. So therefore, whatever was kicked out of the mixture has a major impact. If the chatas was kicked out of the mixture, then the whole thing falls apart, because the only meaning to that special halacha l'Moshe min Sinai was in terms of the chatas. If the oila was sent out of the mixture, then you still have a mixture of chatas and shlamim, and the oila is not subject to the special halacha l'Moshe min Sinai, which says that you have to use it only for a nidvas tzibur. So in that case, the shar, the rest of it, would be the chatas and shlamim, which are now mixed together. They are covered by the special halacha of yiplun and adava. And now here there's two girsaot. So the girsa we have over here is mo'alim b'kulam, ve'ein mo'alim b'miktzatam. That in that case, you would also only be mo'al if you were mo'al in the whole thing. But you would not be mo'al just in the part of it. And the girsa of the Gra, which makes much more sense, which he brings is the original girsa from the Tosefta, is Ma'alim Bahem, which makes much more sense. Because, I mean, since in this case, the Halacha L'Moshe min Sinai has created a situation where they are all considered to be Nidvei Tzibur, all of that money, including the Shlamim, because it's mixed with the Chatas, so why wouldn't you be Ma'al on it? It's nidvas tzibur, so you would be ma'al on it. So those who have the girsa that we have, which is that you're only ma'al bekulam, they will say that of necessity, you're forced into saying that in the event that you had not as yet actually given it to the nidvas tzibur, it still retains its separate identity. And only after it becomes the nidvas tzibur, by your giving it into that purpose, into that shofar, then you would be ma'al on any of it, of course. But up until that time, it still retains its separate identity as a shlamim, which is a little bit iffy, because, I mean, the whole point in the halakha l'Moshe min Sinai is you don't have separate mos from the chatas, which is why the gruz girsa makes more sense. You would be ma'al with any of it, because at this point, it's all considered to be nidvas tzibur. So far, so good, everybody? Okay, good. We even have that big smile on Aroi's face somewhere. Well, we got the real one. I like that one better. No, keep the paper for Barnea. He's in London. It's still Shabbos for Barnea. Okay. So to continue. Still have to drink, even if he's in London. Apparently it doesn't change biology. Omer Vuna Omer Rav. Now, I have other issues to point out. That's why you're laughing at me. I'm wondering, gosh, what's so funny? Okay. Very cute. I see you got your father smiling too. Fine. Actually, Moshe claims that this is what Mr. T was wearing in his fight in Rocky. Okay. I actually bought this like some 30 years ago. I never got around to wearing it until I was just feeling too sick to bother getting dressed. I figured, okay, looks like a Shabbos rock, you know. Now, Rabbi Moshe Eliyahu came today, he thought it was a beautiful Shabbos rock. Omer Vuna Omer Rav. So I have further insights into the difference between the what you're talking about, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, covering specifically the cases where we have this mixture. Well, you should know that the meaning over here, you'll notice that it talked about ma'ot specifically. Okay? We made a nafkamina between ma'ot and between other things. But why specifically ma'ot? So let me ask you something. Something that can't be translated directly into cash, is that called ma'ot? And is it covered by this halakha l'moshe m'Sinai? Or is it not covered? Again, we're taking the whole sugya as if it's Rabbi Yochanan. And that's the only thing that we're interested in how strictly do we define the halakha l'moshe m'Sinai. That ma'ot situmim, this is halakha ma'ot situmim. Suppose it's not money. Suppose it's animals. Now, when we say it's animals, we don't mean it's animals that are the correct animals for the carbon of the Nazir. Because in that event, if it would literally be the correct animals for the Korbanos HaNazir, then we would view those animals as having been automatically set aside for the carbon of the Nazir, as we're going to see. So that's not what we're talking about. So we're talking about, let's say a guy took Purim. Now, there's no place for a par at all, right? I mean, so we have room for an ayil, for the El Nazir, and we have room for the Keves, and for the Asham, and we have room for the Kivsa, for the Chatas. That's what we have room for. If somebody brings a Pora, I mean, obviously that Pora is only useful for its value. You can't actually bring it as a carbon for the Nazir. So, what I'm telling you is that if somebody would have set aside an animal or a bunch of animals that were not right for the Naziris, and he sets it aside in order to fund his Naziris, not in order to bring directly for his Naziris, that is the same as Mefurash. And if the owner dies, you cannot use any of that money, because it would be the same as being Mefurash like we asked before. Not literally mefurish, but that the whole idea of the halakha l'moshe m'Sinai, where you have d'mei chatat mu'urav b'neihem. If I bring parim, do I have d'mei chatat mu'urav b'neihem? Yes. Well, the halakha l'moshe m'Sinai says that it only is considered to be nidvas tzibur if it's money. That's not money. Animals aren't money. Omer of Nachman, now, let's not jump to any conclusions over here, because, I mean, why is an animal not money? I mean, normally we view something which is shove a kesev as being money, right? I mean, an animal is certainly shove a kesev. But the point over here is that if the animal that you set aside is an animal tmima, then you got a problem. Because if it's tmima and it belongs to Hegdash, well, it isn't worth anything to you, because you cannot be poda an animal like that, therefore it can't be sold. You have to wait till it gets a mum. So that I understand is certainly not ma'ot. It's not the equivalent of cash. But what it was that Rav Huna was saying over B'Shem Rav was nogeya dafka a behemah t'mima, and that's true, but suppose it's a balas mum. So if it's a balas mum, it's omei to be sold. That's the whole point of it, right? You have a behemah, balas mum. Okay, so the first guy comes along and is paid it from Hegdash, or it's sold from Hegdash, so then it's money, in which case that money can be used to fund your Naziris. So if it's a balas mum, so then it's cash. So then I don't think that Rav was referring to some magical distinction between money that's shaped like a coin and money that's walking around mooing. It's the same idea. It's still money. And that must be what Ravuna Amarav meant. So how about other things? Let's say Anaska. I would say Anaska, which is just like a piece of metal, an actual ingot of metal that you know, usually comes in different sizes and so on. But you can't just walk into a store and try to pay with an ingot of metal for something. I mean, you have to take it to a jeweler or something, have it weighed, and then an assayer, and make sure that it's pure or whatever, and then you get the money for it. I mean, it's a hassle. It's not money. It's not cash. So if that's the case, then enochinami, I would say something that's not convertible into cash, easily convertible. So then enochinami, that would be the same thing as a mooing piece of cash. So if you put a para there, it's not convertible. In the case that it's a tamima, the same thing would be true about a naska. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says, no, I don't think that's true. It's not that much of a hassle. You can trade a naska for something. I mean, somebody, you buy a para by giving a person a naska. We don't have precise values. But, I mean, I do agree. Suppose you have a soashal korot. Let's say you invested in a pile of lumber that's sitting in your yard. You're going to be building something, building something, add onto your garage. Then you decided you're not going to, and now you have to sell it. Well, you're not going to have an easy time selling that. You're going to have to wait till somebody comes along who needs a soashal korot. I mean, they're for sure. So let's say that Nazir had set aside. He says, okay, you know what the heck? I'm not going to build a garage. I'll use the soashal korot to pay for my naziras, right? And then he dies. So then he did not leave ma'ot. And if that's the case, then you cannot use it because it has the mechatas that is mu'urav in it. And therefore, that's a serious problem. Okay? So you'd have to treat it mamish like mefurashim. You wouldn't be able to use it at all. Omele Reb Shimi bar Ashi l'Rav Papa. Explain to me, I mean, the logic over here of all of these shitas that we've been talking to, Ravuna Amarav, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what is this all coming from? It's coming from the diak in halacha l'vashmi Sinai, right? That it's ma'ot, specifically. Ma'ot, not a behemoth that can't be readily changed into money, lo naska, or ma'ot, velo sevara shel korot. So if that's the case, how about birds? You say the same thing about birds, right? So then, I mean, birds, me'ata, we would say the same thing of mo'ot, v'lo ofot. So it should mean the same thing. Let's say you set aside an oila and a chatas in one of the cases where you were mechuyev two birds, echad l'yoila v'echad l'chatas. And then he dies. So then the halacha should be, according to this, that I have to leave them to die because it's chatas is mixed up between them and it's not covered by the halacha of the special halacha Moshe Mishinai of Ma'ot. Because what am I supposed to do? It's not the same as the behemoth that has a mum. Because remember, birds never have a mum. There's never any way that you could ever translate them. There's no dinner to mumas by birds. And so according to Ravuna, whatever he said about the behema is true about the birds. So, I mean, why would there be a difference between something that was set aside for the use of the carbon and something that actually was the carbon? I mean, for all intents and purposes, you can't tell me that there's a new halacha that is going to be covering this din. Now, you said it was like a special halacha that was covering the din of the nazir, and so too for anyone who was mechuyev money to bring a chatas and an oila. But what about if you actually set aside the birds? So then, if you set aside the birds themselves, so then they ought to be mixed. If you didn't define them, so then they ought to be mixed, because you said, well, if you have, let's say, two paras that you brought, so then you have demei chatas mixed in it. Okay, so I brought two birds, actual birds for the carbon chatas in the oil, but I didn't define which one was which. So then if I have two birds, so then the halacha ought to be that we should treat it as the equivalent of ma'ot mefurashim, which means I can't use either bird. That's what should be the din, but So you'll say, okay, yeah, so, I mean, why not? So what's so dramatically wrong about that? Maybe that's true. Maybe ain't al-chinami. We were talking about before, we were talking about v'chein ha-tomer b'nazir, or for all of the chayav v'kinim, is talking about if there was cash. But ain't al-chinami. If there were actual birds, maybe ain't al-chinami. What makes you say otherwise? Oh, v'chitem al-chinami. If you're going to say, well, why not? I'll tell you. Because then there's something fundamentally wrong about the main din about how to handle birds. Because Rav Chisda says, and he's medayik this from the Pasuk, that ein hakinim mitparashot ela ibelikichat ba'alim o I ba'asiyat kohen. There is no way to define which bird is an ela and which bird is a chatas, except if it's vilakach, which is the b'shas lekicha, so then the owner who's buying it, so he could say, okay, I want to buy that bird for my chatas, I want to buy that bird for my oila. Fine, that defines the bird, true. But if he didn't do that, then the hevi, which means that the only other time that the bird can be defined is when the kohen is actually being oisa, ibi asiyat kohen. But how in the world can a kohen choose a bird and say, okay, I'm going to bring this bird as the oila? Whoa, hold on a minute. You can't do that, Mr. Kohen. Because the bird was mixed with the value of a chatas. Because you said that's the equivalent of calling it mefurashim, which means that even if we didn't have a mefurashim by the Baal, but it's considered to be mefurash, you said it's mefurash, even though nobody ever said which one is which. You said that's the equivalent of mefurash. Didn't you say that? And that if it's not translatable immediately into cash, then it's mufurash. Okay, so that would mean that if the Baal B'shas Lekicha did not define it, so then the Kohen could not possibly define it, because now it has Demechatas mixed in it. So something is fundamentally wrong if you say it's Davka Amai. Homa'ot Gemirin La. I thought the only time that we said that you can consider something to be Stam and not mefurash is if it's cash. That's what you said. Okay, birds are not cash. Even according to the shita that you had before about the parot, if they have a mum, but birds can't be like that. So birds are for sure not cash. If you're bringing the korbanas, they're not cash. So what are they? They're mixed chatas and ayla. So how can the kohen take one of them and say, I'm going to bring it as an ayla? He's not allowed to do that. He's bringing something that had in it also the possibility of chatas. So that means that what you said, it doesn't make any sense. You said that it's not like money. This is not like money. So it should be exactly the same thing. I don't care whether it's the actual birds that you're going to bring or whether it was the money of the birds that you're going to bring. What's the difference? So there's something wrong with your entire shita. Omer lay, so Rav Papa said, look, I mean, I can point out to you. You're trying to tell me that if I have echad li'ayla ve'echad l'chatas, I do consider them to be stumim and not mefurashim. Right? That's what we were saying before. And that the halacha is clearly not limited literally to ma'ot. That's what you're trying to say. So says Rav Papa, well, I mean, if you believe that, let's say you really hold that the actual animals, or in this case, the birds. But if the actual birds are considered to be stumim, so then you would say the same thing about the actual behemoths of the Nazir, right? Because that's what we were talking about. The whole question that you, Rav Shimi, has is that there's nothing unique about the specific birds that are going to be actually set aside for his korbanas. There's nothing different between those birds and birds that were set aside for use of their money value when they're hegdash, which I can't use, right? So either event, it's considered to be mefurash. That was your point. Well, your point is ridiculous. I'll show you it's ridiculous. The entire discussion is not about the actual korbanas themselves. You're talking about the actual korbanas themselves. That's totally different. I'll prove it to you. Because, look, we know that the Mishnah later on, right here in Nazir, says that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, that in the event that a person brings three behemot for his naziras, kosher behemot, and he didn't say what is what, but the three behemoths that he brought was a kivsa. Well, the kivsa is only usable for one of those karbanas. And that means you could use it for a katas. He brought also a keves. Okay, a keves he could use for his oila. He brought an aisle he could use for his shlami. And that's what he did. Now, that's exactly the same as a guy who brings two birds, one of which is meant to be used as an oila, and one of which is meant to be used as a chatas. So he brought a typical case of a cane. Now, the din over there is that even though he didn't say a word, he just brought in these three animals. He says, these go towards my naziras. Now, halacha is that haru'uyala chatat tikrav chatat, haru'uyala ola tikrav ola, and haru'uyala shlamim tikrav shlamim. Now, according to what you are suggesting, Rav Shimi, you're saying that a behema, even if it's the bird, even if it's the thing that's actually meant to be used on the Mizbeach, you're claiming that that's not mefurish, right? Because, I mean, if it was a mefurish, how could the Kohen use it and to use one of them for the Chatas, one of them for the Oila? So I'm asking you, yes, and you're so smart, so tell me, so how come here it is considered to be mefurish, huh? The Bailam didn't say this is for my chatas, but you're going to be taking it and using it as a chatas. The Bailam didn't say this is for my shlamim, and you're going to take that aisle and use it for your shlamim. So there's something wrong with your logic as well. Obviously not applying directly to the karbanas that are meant to be used. Says Rav Shimi Barashi, come on, man. That's not a fair question. There's obviously a difference, isn't there? Because, I mean, the whole point of the din that we said that the Kohen is the one who is able to make that determination, which one is the Chatas and which one is the Eila. That was a diak in the Pasuk from the words Vilakach V'asa. So it actually says Vilakcha V'asa. Okay, fine. So it says over there Vilakcha Shtei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yonah Echad Le'ola V'Echad Le'Chatas. The asa, that the asiya would be referring, va'asa otam ha-kohen, echad l'chatat ve'echad l'ola. So that means you have two choices, either b'shas l'kicha or b'shas asiya, correct? And that was the whole point. So that told us that either l'kichat ha-ba'alim or asiyat kohen. So if the kohen is given b'feresh in the pasuk the right to tell me which one is the oil and which one is the chatas. So then it's clear, that's what I'm saying, that it's considered to be satum and not mefurash. There's no way out of that. But in the case over here, it's a little bit ridiculous what you're saying. What are you saying? That what? The guy could say that the korban that is roy for the chatas, which is only the kivsa, should be brought as an oil, which can only be brought from a male. That's what you're saying? I mean, there is not dependent on anybody's definition. Arbitrarily, they're going to be choosing one for a chatas, one for an oil. It's ridiculous. Over here, the actual animal is biologically only what it is. This is not a woke sugya, for heaven's sakes. You just decide, well, this particular female always felt that it was an oil. No, that doesn't work. So it's got to be a kevitz. So therefore, in this case, the only one that's roy is for this. So obviously that's the same as being mefurash. Don't ask. That's really an unfair question. So in this case, of course it's mefurash. I'm just saying that when we don't have this additional, where we have, I mean, over here, alcha nekeva, alcha zachar. So one of them is male, one of them is female. You can't just arbitrarily decide that. I'm still pointing out to you that there's something wrong about the logic if it can't apply to the actual Ofot. Okay, now tomorrow we'll go over this, first of all, once again, because it's a bit unfamiliar, this territory. And we've also explained everything in terms of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we need to be able to also explain if Lemaisa, it's not a disaster if it doesn't work out according to Reish Lakish, all of these kashas, obviously. But since Tosfos explains, I must tell you, not in a very brilliant and clear-cut fashion. But okay, if it could work out according to Reish Lakish, there's it's not so terrible for us to spend a few minutes trying to figure out what the approach is to make it work out according to Reish Lakish, and to once again get straight what the different hakadaras are of Stam and Mefurash, Lagabi the Korban per se versus the actual money that was set aside for the Korban versus animals that were set aside for the Korban. All right, so hopefully we'll be able to get that straight tomorrow. But I hope what it is that we've done so far, Aliba Rabbi Yochanan, is pretty clear. What we've talked about is assuming that there's a special halacha l'meishu miSinai that covers only mixtures where a chatas, d'mei chatas, is mu'urav. So then that, in the event that the money was left unspecified, so it's stam ma'os, we have a halacha l'meishu miSinai, you can use that money, and actually you have to use it for one particular purpose, which is for a nidvas tzibur. And what we talked about is mixtures where there was once ma'os of a chatas, but then it was removed, then the halacha no longer applies. Whatever is left, if it doesn't have ma'os chatas in it, whatever is left is treated on a personal level, personal eila, personal shlamim, whatever the mixture was. Furthermore, the part that was left over with chatas, let's say I took out the money for the eila from it, that part is still a mixture with a chatas. It doesn't have to be a mixture of all three, like we saw before. We could mix also the kinim. And we said all the same thing is true about kinim. So if you had a mitzorah that became an ashir, the kinim, which we're now going to use the money of those kinim, not to be confused with the case that we just spoke about, where we want to actually question how you could use the kinim themselves. But the mitzorah wants to use the money that he had set aside for his kinim. He wants to use it for an actual behemoth because now he got rich. And he has to bring an actual chatas instead of echad chatas for echad l'yayla, that he could do that as well, because that's considered to be a ma'ot and covered by the halacha l'meishu miSinai. Then we went into the different levels of what's considered to be chatas mu'urav. We spoke about just saying this is goes towards my naziras. That doesn't even have chatas mu'urav in it. And then we spoke about somebody saying this is for my karbonos of naziras. That does have chatas mu'urav in it, and that would be covered by Rabbi Yochanan. And then we talked about, and what if he said, this is for my various chovot, that would be considered to be mefurash and not stam, because chova is too similar to a mention of the actual chatas itself. And then we talked about whether this halacha l'meishu miSinai would be applicable to other things besides cash, since in the context of the halacha itself, it said ma'ot. And we had a number of different suggestions that maybe, well, it doesn't mean literally cash, but it would mean something which is cash or easily cash convertible. So then we made the nafkamina between bringing karbonas, which were tmimot, which are not convertible, versus karbonas that are, when I say karbonas, I mean not the karbonas of the nazir, but just, you know, karbonas in general, like we said, parot, let's say, which have nothing to do with the nazir, or if they're bali mumin, so then they are immediately convertible into cash. Then we wanted to talk about, okay, what about valuable metals? Are metals convertible to cash? Or is it too much of a hassle to convert them because you first have to assay them and so on? And then that's not easily convertible. Or maybe that is considered to be convertible, at least for bartering. But the question of whether a special use item like the sa'ar shel korot, maybe that's not considered to be cash by any circumstances. So all of those issues are very different ways of thinking about it because, you know, we never talked about that level of specificity of Mefurash or Satum. And because of that, I think it's worthwhile for us, even though I went ahead a little bit, we'll do it, of course, again, and try to think about it tomorrow in terms of Reish Lakish and try to get a better handle on what precisely the issues are with the cane and the determination of the coin. So meanwhile, I will wish you all a Shavua Tov Umevurach and remind you that we're already talking about Rosh Chodesh Adar, good heavens, how that happened. The year hasn't begun yet. I don't know. I was still working on Sukkot, but okay. So when it's that time of the year, we do have a interest in finding our aniyim to be mekayim, the mitzvah of the matanot la'aniyim. And Baruch Hashem, we have the children of Reb Shlomo, who are taking three kids to do his job. But anyway, between three kids, they're continuing the tzedakas with all the people that would help them and all the information. So if you want to give to Reb Shlomo's Zatzal's, unfortunately, tzedakah fund, that is still open. So it's my opening shot on reminding you. Meanwhile, Hine El Yeshua Si Eftach V'lo Afchad, we should just hear Besirot Tovot. Crazy world out there, lots of horrible things going on. Let's hope for a week of Besirot Tovot and Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim. Kol Tov, everyone, and almost Chodesh Tov.